This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily, where you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And you know, despite about 320 different reports of Bitcoin dead,
gosh, we should look that up, because I know 99. I think it's 99 Bitcoins maintains the Bitcoin death page. How many times a headline has come across that says Bitcoin is now dead?
Yeah, so today. Try to pull that up.
He'll pull
today
a number.
It is Bitcoin's birthday.
It is one of the birthdays. I think we consider Bitcoin to have two birthdays. So the first one people talk about, and there tends to be a lot of social media around, is the release of Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper.
Right.
Which happened on Halloween.
Right. Let's call that the conception day.
Ooh, conception. Then the birthday. So now we can figure out what the conception cycle is for Bitcoin.
Right. Late October until January 3rd.
Yeah. So. Short pregnancy.
Evidently.
Yeah.
January 3rd was the first time that we saw a block mined.
Yes.
And part of that, and we'll talk about that a little bit, was a little bit of a message to the world. Which I think was apropos. And
do you have that message, by the way?
I'm pulling up Telegram
attached to the very first block, and I'm trying to find.
I have
the Bitcoin obituary 339 times.
330,
according to 99bitcoins.com.
But I'm going to go ahead and say that your answer was probably correct when you said 322. That was probably 322 at about 1 p.m. Eastern.
About 1:15, which would actually be the exact 10-year mark of that first block. And now one thing that's interesting, and again, we can get into some of that. We will get to the phones here in just a second. 855-450-FREE. After that first block, it was then almost a week until there was a second block mined. And
yeah,
one of the things a lot of supporters of Bitcoin will say, oh, yeah, it's about every 10 minutes.
Well,
on average,
yeah,
but sometimes, you know, it's 30, 40, 50 minutes, or in the case of between block zero and block one, 6 days.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It is software, and,
right,
you know, people say, what is Bitcoin? Well, one correct answer is it's just software. And the software runs on something called a blockchain.
Right.
And there's nothing magical about that. It's something that runs on the internet, just like the web runs on the internet.
And email runs on the internet.
Yeah.
And IRC and Usenet. Like, there are a bunch of things that are the internet.
Right.
I have to admit, I do love a particular analogy someone used trying to explain Bitcoin to a total tech noob. Imagine if leaving your car engine idling solves Sudoku puzzles that you could then trade for heroin.
Yeah, kind of.
But it's not just for heroin anymore.
Nope. I bought lunch earlier today with cryptocurrency. Actually, I used Dash.
Nice.
I didn't use Bitcoin.
That's still cryptocurrency.
Yeah. It is still cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And again, we'll get into more of this. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ron calling in from New York. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I have three things to say. So first of all, subscribe to PewDiePie. Second of all, the 116th Congress was sworn in today. And there are big changes coming to Washington, and by big changes, I mean absolutely nothing is going to change, and the government is going to continue using extortion, going to continue to purge other countries. But third of all, what I wanted to say was, as you know, Bernie Sanders is thinking about running for the Democratic nomination in 2020,
Oh, I did not know that. I thought that he was about 9 billion years old, and he decided that he was just going to go fly around the world on the private jet that he wound up getting for endorsing Hillary.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, because as much as I detest his ideas, what I'm starting to wonder is, because if you go back to 2012, when Ron Paul was seeking out the Republican nomination for president, a lot of conservative think tank, like news sources, like especially Fox News, were just not giving him much news coverage, in spite of the fact that he was drawing huge crowds, mainly because a lot of the people at Fox are warmongering neocons that agree with purging other countries. I'm almost wondering if, do you think, just out of curiosity, even though I detest Bernie Sanders, do you think that something like that could happen with him in 2020? Because right now, like,
something like what? That he would run and not get news coverage on Fox, or he would run
CNN or MSNBC? Because right now, CNN and MSNBC, they've been putting out like lists of most rumored candidates for president that are Democrat, and none of them have been Bernie Sanders. Like, they've had Kamala Harris, they've had Joe Biden.
I've been taking polls that are advertised on Facebook. I guess the 40-year-old always votes woman demographic is very interesting to the Democrats, and Bernie Sanders is listed in the candidates that they're polling. They're basically testing various candidates' name recognition, favorability, and priorities of issues, and I've been diligently taking every single one of those to try and give a little libertarian spin on the platform.
Yeah, and I took one of those, and it said, what would you like to see a Democrat campaign for? And I put free ponies. And then there was something else, and I said Vermin Supreme. You know, it's like, who's your ideal Democratic candidate? Vermin Supreme.
Who do you pick? That's interesting. I think Bernie blocking will occur.
Human rights.
Right.
Ron, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. And I joke about the free ponies while simultaneously, like, I like Vermin Supreme. I've met him and spent time with him numerous times when he's in and out of character.
Mm-hmm.
I love the political satire that he does. And it's going to be interesting to see what he tries to do in 2020 because I've heard that he might try to make a serious run for the Libertarian nomination in 2020. I've also heard that he might wind up trying to get on all of the Republican primaries to challenge Donald Trump.
That's interesting.
I mean, he'll get, if he actually does, he'll get my debate token. He won't get my delegate vote, but he'll get my debate token because I would love to see him in the debate.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, that wouldn't be the best. Oh, my inner troll is warring with, like, my good party activist who doesn't want to see that clip on C-SPAN, like a certain somebody's bulging forehead veins from 2016.
Although it would be funny to see him glitter bomb the other libertarian candidates like he did to Randall Terry at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics, which is why he's now banned from the campus of St. Anselm College.
Well, I think Daryl's performances on debates were way up there on my list of things I've seen the libertarians do on national TV. But I got to go back to, what's his name? Was it Weeks?
Oh, yeah.
James Weeks?
He was not running for president. He said he was running for chair just so he could get on stage. And then Nick left the room, and then,
Tuxedo thong. That's all I'll say. Let's go to Joe calling in from Alabama. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, we had a new Congress sworn in today, and my understanding, a Muslim got sworn in. And I know
you got a
friend that's a Muslim, and why does the media want people to hate Muslims so bad?
I don't know.
Because they're different, and we've got to hate everybody that's different.
Well, I mean, which media are you watching? Because it really varies depending on your news source whether they're trying to get you to hate Muslims or not.
Right, but the whole thing is the Muslim Islam about the same, I believe, is the same thing, but they think that they're invading the country when really it's just the religion. And my understanding is the fastest growing religion in the world.
And Joe, hold the line. Not sure if you've got more. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com. You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we did mention Bitcoin at the beginning of the show because, well, it's Bitcoin's birthday despite the 339 times over the last 10 years that it's been reported to have been totally dead. No, it's still alive and well, and despite what Warren Buffett said, probably rat poison squared. Nope. Paul Krugman said Bitcoin is basically a Ponzi scheme. Nope. Paul, you're thinking of Social Security. Jamie Dimon, you remember him. He's the guy that lost like $2 billion in the stock market for one of the big, huge, giant banks and then wound up getting a golden parachute.
Right.
He said Bitcoin is a fraud that will eventually blow up. No, you're thinking of the stock market that you were swindling people's money out of.
I would think he's talking about his own bank, which has been fined well over $2 billion.
Yeah, probably that as well.
For illegal activity.
But if you want to find out more info about Bitcoin and all cryptocurrencies, then Bitcoin.com does a pretty good job reporting on a lot of stuff over at news.bitcoin.com. Or maybe you actually want to buy things with cryptocurrency. Well, they can help you out there as well because they've teamed up with a gift card specialist over at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, brands like Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and hundreds of others, then chances are you'll be able to find a gift card that you can use. Head over to giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card that you want, and here's something very important. Make sure that it's available in the country where you live, because you know, we're broadcast all over the world through the free-to-air satellite that covers most of Africa, also available online. So we do have listeners all around the world. So make sure that the gift card that you want from giftcards.bitcoin.com is available where you live. Follow the instructions on screen and make your payment using Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. Sit tight and the gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. Let's head back to the phones where we've got Joe calling in from Alabama. Joe, you were mentioning the new Congress getting sworn in earlier today, and you had asked a question about one of the Muslim members of Congress. And, Chris, you said that you thought that there were two Muslim members of Congress. I know that there was a Muslim woman that got sworn in. First time a Muslim woman has been in Congress.
Yes, and it seems to me there was all off to research it, but she's also being sworn in with Thomas Jefferson's copy of the Quran.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of interesting, and she thought it was too. Dates back to 1734, I think so, okay. Something like that, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
Joe, any more thoughts?
I was wondering if that would be considered, you know, when John F. Kennedy was one of the first Catholics.
Right.
And is that going to be sort of the what do you call it, where the norm is start going that way a little bit, where people start accepting it?
I don't know. I think, you know, people still think 9/11, that's their only association with a lot of Muslims. And,
right.
You know,
right.
And there's continued terrorism that occurs from Muslim extremists. That's just a fact. I love to debate that with anyone, but it is a fact that that does still occur.
Right-wing extremists commit far more terrorist acts in the United States than Muslim extremists do.
I didn't know.
No, I was going
to limit my comment to the United States.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, then there's all kinds of extremists around the world.
Right. But even in the United States, we have left-wing extremists that have done all sorts of crazy things, too, like shoot up a bunch of congressmen. And I'm not going to weigh the benefits or costs of that.
Yeah, and then there's groups like ALF and ELF. ALF being the Animal Liberation Front, ELF being the Earth Liberation Front.
Economic or
ecological terrorism.
Eco-terrorism.
Yeah, I'm from the Northwest, and people used to spike trees to try and protect the owl habitat.
Yep.
Here they spike trees to get the sap out of it, but I don't think that's the same thing you're talking about.
Different
spike.
Can I turn a minute? Y'all talking about the cryptocurrency celebration?
Ahead.
If you had a limited, say, $100, and over time the fees on that, would that $100 dwindle down to nothing because of the fees?
Well, fees are a part of some cryptocurrencies, and they're negligent or negligible in other cryptocurrencies. So,
right.
So about a year ago, say 2 years ago to 1 year ago, there was a huge spike in Bitcoin fees.
Right.
Bitcoin fees were a couple pennies, and then they were a quarter, and then they were 50 cents and a buck. And I think at the highest point, the average fee hit somewhere around $34 a transaction.
Yeah, that, it's a transaction fee. It's not a fee for holding, correct?
Right, correct. It would never happen if you were just holding on to it. But if you were using it frequently, that would be an issue.
It's not like a bank account where you get charged every month when you're below a balance. So if you just want to buy and hold, I don't see how you would be paying transaction fees until you exchange it for something else or spend it.
Right, you don't. But in the transaction fee question, that's pretty much become a non-starter with Bitcoin. It's still there, but you know, that's supply and demand. If you want your transaction process quickly, you can pay. You can. It's an option to pay a transaction fee to get
and
it done faster.
I mentioned buying lunch earlier today using Dash, where I think my fee was 0.2 of a penny.
And
maybe
are we still getting nothing then? Yeah.
So there are some cryptos to where the fees are basically non-existent.
Right. At one time, there were a lot of bad wallets. Have that been cleaned up to where there's not as many crooks taking your money?
I'd say they're fewer than there were in the past, but there's still some, I would say, unscripulous things going on with wallets. Yeah, the best precaution is hold on to your own keys and don't trust anybody else with your Bitcoin, which is another thing that they're celebrating today.
Right. And
hold your own keys.
There's actually a bunch of articles, and Joe, thank you for call, a bunch of articles about proof of keys.
Yes, that's going around today, and it's a good idea. Basically, what that means is with Bitcoin, if you have a Bitcoin, that is your Bitcoin as long as you're the one who controls the private key. The private key is like a key that goes into the lock that unlocks it. And if you have that and nobody else does, you're safe. Your Bitcoin's safe.
Right.
But if you trust that key to somebody else, like in some wallets, they hold your private keys. Then you,
like an exchange.
Yeah, or exchanges. That's another good example. You don't really own your Bitcoin. Somebody else has the same access to it as you do.
Right. It's kind of like putting something in a safety deposit box at the bank and then trusting the bank to hold the key to unlock the safety deposit box.
Good analogy. And that's the big thing. And that's why, you know, a lot of us advocate controlling your own keys. Don't trust somebody else with them. You have control of it.
Right. And there are a lot of wallets now that you can choose from where, you know, they give you the keys. Like, you can download the file, and here are the keys.
Right. I mean, question is, do they have it still?
You can basically look at the historical development of other forms of money and banking, and we can talk about that when we come back.
Plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind, whether it be Congress, cryptocurrencies, replacing Congress with a blockchain, maybe? I don't know. Somebody probably wants to do it, right?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The president offering his congratulations to Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
I just want to start off by congratulating Nancy Pelosi on being elected Speaker of the House. It's a very, very great achievement.
The president then turned the mic over to Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, who says walls do work.
I've been a Border Patrol agent for 21 years. I can personally tell you from the work that I have done on the southwest border that physical barriers, that walls actually work.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky believes Democrats are to blame for the shutdown.
And yet, as yesterday marked the 12th day of this ongoing partial government shutdown, our Democratic colleagues seem less concerned with these facts than with their unreasonable political standoff with President Trump.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Jackie.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about both cryptocurrencies and Congress. One of those things is good, and the other one is Congress. And, you know, the reason, and I know that, you know, we do cover cryptocurrencies a good bit on this show, but the reason that we're talking about it today is it's Bitcoin's birthday.
It is the Genesis
Bitcoin is now
day.
10 years old.
Are we going to sing?
No.
I already did. So
even though Happy Birthday is officially in the public domain, no.
No one wants to hear us sing?
Yes. So, Jackie, you were about to make a point in the last segment about, you know, sort of the evolution of money and comparing that with crypto.
So crypto, it's kind of like we're going back to the beginning of money again. And so it used to be, you know, people would have gold and silver, but they didn't want to lug it around. And so they would take it specifically to goldsmiths who were already handling and securing a large amount of gold, and they would get little deposit receipts in return. And then eventually those deposit receipts began to be used as a medium of exchange as well. And the deposit receipts that the goldsmiths were issuing began to function as money. And then the goldsmiths figured out, since people weren't coming back and claiming their gold for long periods of time, they could lend it out, et cetera, et cetera. And,
right.
and thus banking was born. So they
specifically
could also,
fractional reserve.
Yeah. And they could also.
Well, not initially.
Yeah.
Initially.
No, not initially, but once they started lending out the money.
Right.
That's where the fractional reserve came in.
Agreed.
Yeah. And so what you know, we're probably, if you want to know what's going to happen in terms of security of any kind of cryptocurrency when you're not keeping it like on your own phone or flash drive, but you're keeping it on some like online exchange or wallet online, you could just look at the history of how money developed and how banking developed with commodity money and then, you know, gold-backed or other commodity-backed money, and then eventually just moving on to just issuing pieces of paper.
And there is speculation that Mt. Gox may have been doing some kind of fractional reserve back theft. During... Right, basically, because, you know, nobody signed up to allow Mt. Gox to loan out their Bitcoin
right.
while claiming that you're holding my Bitcoin.
And that's the big difference.
Right.
And that's the big difference in this conversation. I think, see, so there is this idea of Bitcoin and that you can be your own bank. If you want to take on that responsibility, you can. If you want to trust someone else with your private keys, you have every right to do it. Just
right.
realize that that puts your money at risk. If somebody steals your Bitcoin because you did this, then that's just straight up theft.
Right.
What is a little more scary, and a good friend of mine, Caitlin Long, discusses this a lot in a series of Forbes articles that she's written, but it is the Wall Streetization of Bitcoin that is most terrifying to her. And once Wall Street gets a hold of an idea, they're reluctant to let it go, and that has to do with basically selling shares of Bitcoin. If they can make these into...
Oh, you're talking about like the Bitcoin ETF?
Right, exactly. But it'll go beyond that. Wall Street wants to take it beyond that as Bitcoin grows, and you'll
right.
end up with many more, quote, Bitcoins, unquote, Bitcoins in circulation that were never honestly created. And that's a real issue that a lot of people in crypto are worried about.
Yeah, and I mean, basically the history of finance and financial regulation is it's just a constant arms race. Like, you know, and one of the things about crypto is there isn't going to really, I mean, what kind of regulating body are you going to have? None. So it's kind of going to be interesting to see what happens to finance in the absence of any regulation whatsoever. And I'm kind of curious, but it's sort of a slow down to watch the train wreck kind of way.
Well, what regulation does something like Bitcoin that's... It doesn't belong to anybody.
I know. That's what I'm saying, is we're going to see what happens to financial markets in the total absence of regulation.
Was there a regulation of gold?
Yeah, there was. Like, how much you could take out, how much, like, there's...
That was a regulation of the banking system.
Right.
Yeah.
So where's the regulation of the AU, the precious metal?
FDR said that nobody can own it within the United States.
And you have to sell it to the government. There are things like that, but again,
minting
money.
Coins, things like that from the gold, measurements.
Yeah, it's just going to be
sure.
a haircut.
Like
right.
Some of the earlier regulations would be just weights and measures going around and testing that the scales that goldsmiths and other people who turned out to be bankers and merchants using were correct.
Right, but is
so that
really
like,
about regulation or
yeah,
is that just about honesty?
It was usually a service that eventually became to be provided by the law, going around and checking weights and measures, and that's why we very bizarrely to this day have weights and measures like being, what is it, NIST?
NIST, yeah.
NIST,
absolutely.
And it's like that grew out of going around and measuring that people's like gold and silver scales were accurate. And so that's how that became like checking, you know, is a pound, is a second.
No, you're letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah. The idea that, how am I letting the cat out of the bag?
That apparently the way that phrase came about
right.
is the way people would sort of, fake the weights,
yes.
is they would have a cat inside of a bag
that
they
pigs.
Were...
pigs.
Okay. But pigs can be used as currency. Daryl, is
yeah.
that what you're asserting?
No, you're conflating two different things there.
I've always been told that the term letting the cat out of the bag had to do with people faking the weights when they were putting things on scales where they would put a dead cat inside of a bag.
You can get other things that are going to seem more like gold than dead cats. It had to do with, like, saying, oh, I'm selling you piglets or whatever, and it was really cats.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's a digression. So, yeah, I mean, the whole idea that government should be regulating, you know, weights and measures and whatnot came out of testing, you know, gold and silver scales for goldsmiths, then eventually became banks and other merchants.
Right. So here's a good point, because it is very difficult. Like, you could hand me a piece of shiny rock and tell me it's gold, and I trust you, and I'm probably going to say, okay, Jackie, if you say so. But I don't know that. It's right. Very, very difficult for me to ascertain that that is truly that. Or you could say that this is 2.1 ounces of gold, and I'd have no real idea because I don't carry a scale on me.
Right.
Yep.
When we get into Bitcoin and crypto...
Well, you don't hang out with the right crowd.
Evidently not. Yeah, I know. There's a certain crowd that carries around scales with them. but the thing about Bitcoin and the ideals behind crypto are that you don't need that. That you can do most of those bank functions, most of those regulatory functions yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on how much you want to acquire and hold in cryptocurrency. Because I do think at some point you don't want to be carrying around, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on your cell phone or a flash drive. You want to put it
right
in the cloud somewhere.
Ooh,
and
no.
I'm worried less about these exchanges and other online places hold your Bitcoin engaging in fractional reserve banking, because it'd be pretty clear that they're making loans. I'm worried about them trying to short it and then it doesn't actually go down, where they're going to take the Bitcoin they have in their possession, sell it on the market, and then, assuming it's going down, try and buy it back at a lower price.
And it doesn't
happen.
And
then it doesn't actually go down, and then all the Bitcoin is gone, and then they just take the money and run.
I'm good with that, because that means that's just the market at work, and those businesses, if there's anything left of them, no one will ever do business with them again. And that's the part of the market that I do like. I hate when governments interfere and say, you know, you're too big to fail, so we got to bail you out. Well, more of the point, you have to bail out.
Let's go to the phones. We can continue this discussion. Rev calling in from Florida. Rev, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I wasn't going to call in. I was interested in the crypto thing. I did have a question about that. And I also had a bit more of a controversial statement, I guess, to the kind of goofy sounding Southern guy earlier that was like, what's wrong with Islam? So whichever one you want me to do first.
Pick one and we'll come back with you in just a moment. Plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, plus we've got the Discord call-in lines that you can use, and generally the sound quality will be better, assuming a couple of things, that you use headphones, that way there's not some kind of echo, and secondly, that you have at least a half-decent microphone, and that you also have a decent internet connection. So if you're connecting to the internet using, you know, like two tin cans and you don't have a good microphone and you don't have headphones, it's not going to sound that good.
So at least a 1200 baud modem, that's what you're saying?
I'd say at least 256.
256 baud modem?
I don't remember. What was the highest thing before
256K?
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, yeah, 56K was like a real standard there for a long time for like asynchronous lines.
Yeah, but then 256 is like more than 56.
That was like ISDN times.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get 228K channels bombed together and wow, now you got 100 or 256.
Yeah, that thing. But yeah. I think most people are using like cable now anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, just us dinosaurs remember those bad times when you would look at a picture online and just watch it slowly scroll down.
You know, there is an onion thing about the depixelization of photos on BBSs. It's actually pretty hilarious.
I'll have to check it out.
But let's go back to the phones, 855-450-FREE. Oh, I forgot to tell you where you can find the Discord call-in lines. They're on Discord, obviously, but you can find that over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. Let's head back to Rev calling in from Florida. Rev, you're on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get the little one out of the way then with the Bitcoin. Plain and simple, you guys seem to know a lot more about it than me, but do you think that it's kind of too close to call right now, you know, with all these people losing faith in it and so forth? Like, given the history of the fluctuations, do you think it's stupid that people are like jumping off the bandwagon so soon or what?
I'll go ahead and weigh in because I'm what's known as a Bitcoin maximalist. I believe in this technology, and I think we haven't even begun to see where it's going to go. And there are a lot of people that disagree with that. A lot of people say that, no, it's going to be this crypto or another crypto. I think Bitcoin has a unique set of properties so far a network effect that is pushing it.
And it's kind of like looking at like the dot-com bust in the year 2000 and be like, do you think this internet thing is going to last?
Yeah, look at yeah. Who would ever thought?
Yeah, I'm not sure about this internet thing.
Right.
Yeah. So just because like there's big fluctuations in the market doesn't mean that the underlying technology isn't, you know, fundamentally a game changer. I'm not a super expert on blockchain, but just the whole idea of this decentralized money it's going to be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be interesting in a good way or a
right.
bad way or just an interesting way, but the idea of this completely decentralized form of currency is definitely going to change things. And, you know, when they're writing the, you know, economics textbooks in a couple hundred years, like, this is going to be the start of a new chapter, like literally in
right.
the book or whatever we
a
have
new
for
kind of
then.
Money.
Yes, exactly. Like they're going to cover this in economic history textbooks,
for good or ill.
Yeah, and I think it will be seen as sort of a major development in economic history. We'll see if it's a good one or a bad one.
Yeah, and here was a quote. One guy I follow on Twitter, Safedina Moose, who wrote the Bitcoin Standard, he tweeted today, and I thought this was just spot on. It's Bitcoin has now been operating for 10 years without confirming a single fraudulent transaction and without deviating from its original monetary issuance schedule, which is, again, that, you know, new coins are created about every 10 minutes. That's for 10 years straight. That the blockchain itself hasn't processed a single transaction that's proven to be fraudulent. Now, that doesn't mean that fraud didn't occur between two people using said
right.
Bitcoin, but that's pretty striking. And when was the last time you've seen anything go 10 years without a substantial
problem?
When's
the last time there was a fraudulent charge of somebody's Visa or MasterCard or American Express or Discover?
I was going to say.
Probably 5 seconds.
Right. And I was going to say Jamie Dimon, he got fined, what, 5-6 times last year for billions of dollars.
That kind of fraud does happen in Bitcoin, and just that you're getting access to somebody's something somehow. It's going to be a lot harder with Bitcoin, but I think the type of fraud that would be analogous would be, when was the last time somebody passed a counterfeit bill?
Probably about 5 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with Bitcoin.
Right.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the answer. I figured you guys' answers would be something along those lines, and I thought it was stupid that some people are kind of just giving up on it, but I think the hardcore people are smarter than that. Anyway,
right, and hold on, to sort of continue on with that, I can kind of explain why some people are jumping off the bandwagon. It's because they were thinking, oh, this is the next big, huge, giant, greatest investment thing. Oh, look how fast it's shooting up. Oh, and it's going down. I better bail on this thing.
I had people last year convinced and telling me repeatedly that, you know, they bought $2,000 worth of Bitcoin, and next year at this time, when I'm driving my Lambo, you know, it was just absurd.
And last year during the, or not last year, but 2017,
yes,
during the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, I was on a panel with a bunch of CEOs of businesses that accepted crypto, and
right.
they were all saying, nobody should ever spend their crypto, you should only ever HODL, because it's an investment, it's not a currency. These are CEOs of businesses that accept it as currency, saying, don't use it as currency.
Yeah.
I use it as currency. Like, my general policy has been, you know,
proof of beer.
Yeah. Well, no, like, I get paid not in Bitcoin, but Bitcoin Cash, and
right.
I spend it when it's worth more than it was when I got it.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, Chris, his day job is he runs a store selling all sorts of interesting crafts and things, and that's where I did the bulk of my Christmas shopping with my Bitcoin Cash.
Thank you, Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, and it was worth about, I got about $50 more worth of stuff than it had been worth when I'd got it a few weeks prior.
Right.
So it had already gone up by $50, and I think I bought an extra $20 worth of beer. then it had been...
Yeah,
like,
probably.
And at some level, too small to measure, the U.S. dollar's value dropped by some very tiny measure.
Well, dropped against what?
Well, one could say against Bitcoin.
Itself.
Or against other major currencies around the world.
Like, are you talking about how much a basket of goods costs?
Well...
Like inflation? Because, I mean, currencies are going up and down all the time.
Right, but...
So you're
the
talking
dollars,
about consumer price index.
Yeah, if we were just looking at CPI over time, the dollar definitely, I don't know if even that exact period of time it dropped, but it might have been some very small.
So
it
the problem
didn't
with
go
Bitcoin
up.
And cryptocurrency right now is it's not currently being used as a unit of account. Like if you see,
it is on a couple of websites,
but they're not pricing it in Bitcoin. They're just translating the price from some other underlying price and some other underlying currency into a cryptocurrency price. People are not setting their prices in Bitcoin. So
yes,
you can't,
they do.
Really? You'll have to show me.
On a large scale.
Because, like, right now...
Cryptocurrency exchanges.
I'm talking about buying actual physical things. So you can't go, like, okay, a thing of milk is worth this much,
right.
And now it's worth this
but
much.
But I have found a couple of websites that sell airline tickets. And, Rev, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. But I found a couple of websites that sell airline tickets.
Right.
And they list the prices in Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, because of... the thing that they're selling, they're having to convert from USD to crypto,
right?
Because they don't actually control the product that's being sold, they're being a middleman.
So
right.
They don't actually use it as a unit of account. That's just sort of they're just doing the currency exchange math for you, but the price is still going up and down. It's an underlying price in US dollars or euros or whatever, and then they're just, you know, throwing it through the current price of Bitcoin and posting that number,
but
still priced in U.S. dollars fundamentally.
So based on that rationale, and we will get back to the phones, if an American goes to Europe, they're not actually using euros because they're converting what they spend to USD.
No, because when they go to Europe, they're getting euros, and then they're buying things with the euros.
Right, but they're always in the back of their head, how much is this costing me
in dollars?
Dollars, which is my home currency that I have to worry about because that's what my bank account is in, and I'm just using my debit card.
But there's people who live in Europe and spend, you know, earn and spend in euros. We don't have anybody yet who is really going out and buying a basket of goods of everyday groceries and gasoline and whatnot in prices fixed in Bitcoin where we can have a Bitcoin consumer price index.
Right, but they also have force of law behind them saying you have to use these things. If it's so great, why do you have to force people to use it?
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.